Hi. This is my first time posting on Pillow Talk, but I've had a lot of requests for people that just want to listen to me talk, listen to me ramble and stuff like that. And I had a lot of people ask me to start making, or at least attempt, try it out, making audios for Pillow Talk. So I've always been nervous to try, because I don't really like when I've been doing research, it seems to be a lot of script-based content, and that's fine. I just don't particularly like that myself. And that but but leaving it up to whatever, I get distracted quite easily, and I don't really know if the kind of ramblings I would be doing is the kind of content people want on Pillow Talk. But because I've had enough people asking me, I decided that I would just suck it up and make one. So this one is just gonna be I got a message this morning. I got a message this morning from somebody on my anonymous form, and they were saying that they like listening to me, and just listening to me talk helped them fall asleep. And I only do GWA audios. So I feel like I'm so flattered. I'm really flattered. I think that's very sweet, super cute. And I would love to make more audios where people can just listen and relax. But I feel like GWA is not the place for that. So that was like the final push to get me to just suck it up and try this, because I want to be able to make safer walk. Wow, I want to be able to make safer work audios for you to listen to and to relax or whatever it is you may be doing. Like if you just need some background noise so while you're doing stuff, so you're not by like home by yourself or like whatever, you know. Because I do the same thing. I do podcasts for that. I have podcasts that I just put on while I'm at home working. Because it gets lonely. it's something that I really want to do. I've just been putting it off because I don't know what kind of content people want, you know? On GWA, there's the obvious end goal. People want to listen to you come. Like, I know how to do that. I know I can talk for a little bit at the start, play, come, talk for a little bit, done. That's the audio. Like, I've got it down. But for this, I don't really know. And it was difficult to find improv. Maybe I was just not looking at the good times. I don't know. It was difficult. Yeah, it was difficult. So I don't really know going into this, what's acceptable for Pillow Talk, Pillow Talk audio. But I figure, seeing as this is my first post, that it might be nice to do a journal tour, because I have it originally started out as a bullet journal, but I don't. My brain doesn't work that way, you know? So it's turned more into like a scrapbook art journal for me to keep all my memories, I suppose. Because I'm that person that keeps movie tickets and concert tickets and stuff like that. And it was I had like a couple, like I had a box that was just taking up space, and it was just all the tickets were just collecting dust. So I figure I can put them in here.
and make like little art pieces that I can look back on and with the date and how I was feeling at that time and tiny little time capsules, I suppose. So I thought a good way for you to get to know me, PTA, is for me to do a tour of my journal. And then I can tell you about myself as much as I'm willing to share, because I do prefer to be quite anonymous here. Yeah, I can share little bits about myself as I flip through. And hopefully by the end of this, you'll know me a little bit better. And next time, maybe I will do a journal with me. So maybe I will create a journal page from scratch and just talk to you about how I'm feeling that day or something like that. Like, let me know if that's something you'd be interested in. Because I like the concept of like pillow talk, like audios about like reassuring people and stuff like that. But for me, I feel a little, not uncomfortable, but I feel a little fake trying to do that. Because like, I don't know you. I don't know what you're going through. I don't know how to properly comfort you, you know? But what I can do is be company. I can be some company. So that's the goal. That's the goal for this. I also am learning tarot. So I thought maybe some audios I could just do like a little general reading and just explain the cards as I'm shuffling and pulling cards and stuff like that. Because my main goal is to I've just remembered, sorry, I'm just getting over a cold, so my voice is a little scratchy. I've just remembered that video of that guy with like grills that are like shark teeth diamonds, and he's like, my main goal is to blow up and then act like I don't know nobody. Sorry. That was so dumb. Anyway. My main goal for these audios on PTA. So GWA, my goal is to make you come with me. Or at least... yeah, it's to make you come, ideally. But I know that's not always the case, which is fine. As long as you're, like, having fun and playing along, that's the goal. Yeah, the goal is to get you to play along. The goal for these, I think, is to provide audios where I can just keep you company for a while. You know, because like I get a lot of people saying that I have a comforting voice, that my voice is relaxing or soothing, that they like listening to me. And I have had people say that they are quite lonely, and just like the parts of my GWA audios where I'm just talking feels like I'm talking to them. And like a long distance girlfriend or something. And I think that's really sweet. I really like that idea. So I think that's what I want to do here. I want to make audios for you to listen to when you're feeling lonely and you want some company. But again, I don't know if that's the kind of content that is accepted on PTA, so please let me know. I figure this little get to know me audio will be a good chance for me to dip my toes in and for you guys to tell me if I'm doing this wrong. But yes, okay, I've talked enough intro. Let's get to the journal. As I said, I am quite private. I like to keep things fairly anonymous on my end. But I will tell you some stuff about me. Like, first, you can call me away. My actual name, I like to keep private. But I think away is cute. You can call me away. And I also, I like calling people baby. So if you talk to me, I'll probably call you baby. But if you're not down with that, just say so and I will cease and desist. Okay. All right. So I'm just going to do my journal tour now. It's one of the ones that is kept closed with like a band. It's a hardcover and black. I haven't done anything to the outside except I put like a little strip of washi tape, which is black, and it's got silver foiling of moons and stars on it. It's really pretty. But yeah, the outside, there's not really much to say. Originally this is going to be a bullet journal, so I have my 2019 calendar here with dates marked, and the facing page is you know, the special dates. Like I have on the 14th of February, Valentine's Day last year, I went to see Youngblood in concert, so I have like that there. And then I've got the election dates, and I've got my friend's birthdays, doctor's appointments, phone bill due, and stuff like that. All very exciting. But I very quickly stopped using this as a bullet journal because I realized it doesn't work for me. That's not how my brain works. And instead, it's just like a little time capsule of how I was feeling on certain days. So we've got some Youngblood. This is a recap of the Youngblood show. I've got my ticket in here with like a little fold out, and it's got a Polaroid of Redfern Station. I am from Sydney, Australia. I live in Sydney. So a little Redfern Station Polaroid at 23:37:01. So that would have been, yeah, like 11:30 at night. Yeah, and then I've just put the set list and all that. I'm not going to talk to you about every page because not every page is relevant. It's not all good. Some of it is bad. Because I like to capture whatever I'm feeling at that time, positive or negative. If I'm feeling something very strongly, I want to write down the date and I want to write how I was feeling so I can go back and look. Because there's been days that, let me find an example. Yeah, here we go. The 21st of May, 2019. I was not good that day. It was a very bad day. But I wanted to write it. I wanted to write about it so I could go back and look and be like, I was feeling so bad that day. Like I thought it was the end. Like I thought it was the end of the world, whatever. And I am here however many months later and I'm fine. You know? So I think it's important to not only capture the good, because it creates an unrealistic snapshot of how you were, who you were at that time. I think it's important to capture a range of emotions. This page is a page of my favorite City in Color songs. It's a list of 8 songs, no particular order. So I have Sometimes I Wish, Coming Home, Sensible Heart, Confessions, Sleeping Sickness, The Grand Optimist, The Death of Me, and of course, The Girl. The page of facing is a poem a friend wrote for me, which is I wrote it down because it was really lovely, but it contains information about me specifically that I would rather not share, so I won't read it, but Just know it's a very lovely poem. It's very flattering. All right, this next page is my favorite Bright Eyes songs. So this one has First Day of My Life. And then I wrote the lyric, I'm glad I didn't die before I met you. This never really comes across in my GWA audios, but I am a hopeless romantic. I love love, and I want to be in love. And it's a reoccurring theme. But yeah, moving on. My favorite Bright Eyes song is No Lies, Just Love. That entire song is gorgeous. The thing with Bright Eyes is Connor's voice isn't necessarily the most technically good, in like a technical sense. But his lyrics and the way he delivers those lyrics is, you can feel it. Like, it's a punch in the gut sometimes. No Lies, Just Love. That's a song I really recommend. Road to Joy. Lover I Don't Have to Love. Bowl of Oranges is a good song. It's a really good example of his storytelling. Like, the whole song follows, it follows, and it's got some good life messages. It's kind of like what I was saying before about how I like to capture not just the good. There's some parts, I'll see if I can remember the lyrics properly, but there's some like little gems, like your eyes must do some raining if you're ever gonna grow. And it's there's other parts that I can't remember the lyrics to toward the end of the song, where it's like basically saying, like, I'll try to make you feel better, but if I can't, then I'll just be with you and keep you company until it passes, you know, because you can't always you can't always just pretend things are great, or you can't always just instantly turn things around. Sometimes you've just got to feel it and let it take its natural course. The next song I've got here is Ladder Song. I saw Bright Eyes live in concert once. It was in 2014. I went by myself. First and only concert I went to by myself. It was in Newtown, at the Enmore Theatre. And I still remember it. Like, it was such a good night. It was so much fun. I remember just being in that crowd by myself. I didn't know anyone. And all of us just, like, yelling along these lyrics that I have been listening to since I was quite young. And Ladder Song. I remember Ladder Song. Everybody was dead quiet. And that always sticks out of my head. So whenever I hear Ladder Song, I'm just instantly back in that venue by myself, surrounded by other Bright Eyes fans. And just the dead silence as we all stood there and listened to Connor. There's something commanding about his presence that you just want to listen when he sings. Which is, again, about him not having the most, like, technical voice. Some could argue that he is a bad singer. But I feel like his delivery is, well and truly makes up for that. You know, like, if he wrote, and his lyricism is incredible, if he wrote lyrics for somebody else, it wouldn't quite be the same. Like, it has to be him delivering it, if you know what I mean. I don't know. I spent, like, too long talking about Bright Eyes. So the last song I've got here is Wasted Paint. your eyes are poor, you're blind, you see, no beauty could have come from me. I do art. I do. Okay, so I wouldn't say I'm an artist, but what I do is like adjacent to art, and I studied art at university. So A Waste of Paint is a song that always it always gets me. Anyway, moving on. This is just a journal entry. This is one of the days I wasn't feeling good, but I wrote a list of goals that I wanted to achieve by the next time I did a journal entry. And I achieved all of them. It was just simple stuff like apply for more jobs, do a specific art thing that I wanted to do, and then the goal of going to work every day, because yeah, I don't know. It's hard to sometimes. Okay, next I've got my IOMX songs. So there's this British musician named Chris Corner, and he has a band called IMX. He used to be in a group called the Sneaker Pimps, and I first found out about Chris Corner because of Noel Fielding. When I was younger, I used to really be into British comedy, the Mighty Boosh, Noel Fielding, all of that. And Noel and Chris were friends because they were dating, respectively, members of the band Robots in Disguise, which were, like, two really fucking cool women that were in, like, an electro-pop group, and, it's a thing. Anyway, so, IMX. You might be familiar with IMX if you've ever watched the show How to Get Away with Murder. Whoever picks the music for that is a huge IMX fan. In fact, I actually watched the show How to Get Away with Murder just because I knew there was going to be a whole bunch of IMX songs in it. And I was not disappointed. There was a lot of IMX. So I've got my favorite IMX songs. Spit It Out, This Will Make You Love Again, Dance With Me, Song of Imaginary Beings, President, I Am Terrified, You Can Be Happy, Missile, Sailor, and Mercy. So if you want to check out IMX, I would recommend those songs. So art and music are like my two things that I've always had constant in my life. And I, art and music are, they kind of go hand in hand for me. Because I'm not going to get into it. But sometimes they're really the only things that I can fall back on. So it's always, a lot of my journal is about the music that I'm listening to at that time and stuff like that. But a good way to get to know me is to listen to the music that I am feeling at that time. So this one is a flyer for... So I'm just going to put it out there. I like BTS. I like K-pop. I've been listening to K-pop since 2013, I think. I've been listening to BTS specifically since 2014. Back when we used to have to do organized streaming for their music videos to try to get 1 million views. So I'm really proud to see how much they've blown up. But my friends and I, there's this group called, I don't want to say what they're called, but there's this group that organize charity events for BTS fans, where we go and do like trivia or bingo and stuff like that, and we donate money, and then that money goes back into the community. It's a really good cause, it's always really fun. So I've got a flyer here from the first time we went to one of their events, And all the money was given to women in the local community, like homeless women in the local community. So all the money went to buying toiletries, etc. And they, you know, put them into little packs and then gave them to a local charity to hand out. So I've got like a Polaroid here and stuff like that. And this one is, I like drag. I like drag queens. I think it's really fun. It's a really cool way to defy and explore our gender. And my favorite queen, I met her last June. And so I just like, I drew a picture of her and I just like wrote about what it was like meeting her. And she recognized me because of my art stuff and she kept hugging me and she smelled so nice. And like in that moment, I was so happy. And I wanted to document that. Here's some pages that I never quite finished because I wasn't feeling how they were turning out. This one is from some friends came to visit from America. Sorry, I'm like shifting around a little bit. My legs are starting to hurt. So a friend's friends came to visit from America. So this is just a 2-page spread where I've got some Polaroids, from like outside the opera house, stuff like that. And I just wrote about the 2 days I spent with them. And then I have like a little highlights. I took them to my favorite karaoke place in Chinatown. We did My Chem songs and all that, Blink-182. because I truly am an emo kid at heart. I grew up on MySpace. I'm not comfortable telling you my exact age, but I am closer to 30 than I am to 20. I'm in my late 20s. I took them to my favorite Korean barbecue place. We went to an art museum and I was low-key trying to show off a little bit because one of them was really cute and I really wanted to show off and be like, hey, I know about art, which is so stupid of me. But she was really cute and I wanted to look like I knew stuff about things. but that's another fun fact about me. I am bi, which is why all my GWA audios are tagged for anyone, because I don't use gendered language. I want my audios to be a place where anybody can come and just like play along and have some fun. Because you're all welcome. And I am into all of you. I am very fucking bi. Anyway. so this next page, I have the CoStar app on my phone. It tells you like your horoscopes and stuff like that. Which I just think is fun. But I know that a lot of you will think it's dumb, which is fine. I just think it's a fun thing. and I don't know if you're familiar with CoStar, but they do a daily piece of advice or just like a little sentence or two for you to like think about. So for a couple months, I wrote down every single one I got. And then on this page, I've put an envelope and I've written them all in and I've cut them up into little slips of paper. So it's like a little lucky dip. So let's find out what your piece of advice for the day is. Real friends want you to succeed. That's a nice one. So if you've got any friends out there that are trying to bring you down, trying to rain on your parade, so to speak, perhaps look into that because your real friends want you to succeed. This one's just some album reviews. We've got some book reviews. This is just a day where a friend came over and we collaborated on an entry together because she also does art. This is about Christmas. I took little pieces, little scraps of the wrapping paper from each gift I got, and I glued them in, and I wrote what was in each gift and who it was from, and just reflected on the day. And then this opposite page is for the New Year, New Year's Day, and just a reflection on the year and what I've got coming up. And every, the first song I listen to every year is always The New Year by Death Cab for Cutie. It's stupid, I know, but it's become something that I have to do. Like, it's just habit now. Like, the first song I always put on is The New Year. Which I know is very literal, but I can't help it. It's a good song. We've just got, I got a spread here for my friend's birthday. This one's just a reflection. This one, again, was one where I, was not feeling well. So it was just a reflection on how I'm feeling at that time and all that. And that one's from the 4th of February this year. And then the very next day I did a Sudoku puzzle. I looked one up online and then I drew out the table in my journal and then I filled it out. And it was, I love Sudoku. I think it's really fun. And now we're on to the last page I've got that I've done anything on. I did it last night while I was watching Whippet, that movie with Ellen Page in it, which makes every single time I watch it, I'm like, man, I really want to be a badass like derby chick. Like, I really want to. My friend does derby. She's in the local league and she's like, why didn't you just do it? And I'm like, nah. I don't know. I mean, I can skate, but I prefer ice skating. And I don't know. I just, every time I'm like, I'll watch that movie and I'll be like, yeah, I'm going to do it. And then I just never do. I mean, half the struggle is I wouldn't be able to think of a derby name. So that's like the whole point. But I do have I was almost a black belt in Taekwondo. I quit before I became a black belt. I was like one belt off of, I was like a red one. And then it's like red one, two, three, black. I don't know. I just got bored, so I stopped. But I probably could kick your butt. But I won't. I'm very nice. But yeah, so while I was watching Whippet, I got out my watercolors and I just painted this page. It goes from like the yellowish paper color to like a yellow to a green and then to a blue. It turned out quite well, I think. Originally, I was going to do a journal with me today, but I think I'll keep that for next time. So I'll keep this, I'll probably fill this page out today and then start fresh for the next one I do, like the next audio I do, and we can do a journal with me. And I will fill out my journal, do some art, and just talk to you, keep you company while I do it, tell you what I'm doing or what I did that day, whatever. But this is getting long now, so I'm going to sign off. But I want to thank you for spending your time with me and getting to know me. I hope that you enjoyed listening to this, and I hope I was able to keep you company for a while. Yeah, thank you for keeping me company. And I hope to see you next time. If you want to get in contact, I have an anonymous form that you can, if you're a shy baby, you can leave me a comment or a message there. Or if you don't have a Reddit account or whatever it may be. But a lot of the messages I get from there are people that are just shy, which is really sweet. y'all are cute. You can also message me, privately. I read those, and, you can comment on my posts. I read those as well, and I will reply. I don't really read chat, but, like, every now and then I'll check chat, so you can message me there, but it'll probably be a while before I actually see your message. I get a lot of messages, which I swear isn't a humble brag. I'm just trying to say that I am only one person and I have two jobs and it takes me a while to get back to your message. So if you do decide to message me, know that I very much appreciate it and I read it, but it probably will take me a little bit to get back to you. I get back to comments. I respond to comments first and then I respond to private messages and then eventually chat. So, thank you very much. Yeah, thank you for spending part of your day with me. I hope I see you next time, where I'll probably do a journal with me, but I could maybe do a tarot reading. But yeah, let me know if you liked this, what you think I should improve on, what I should change, anything like that. As I said, I am very nervous. I don't really know the formula for these yet. I don't know what kind of stuff people want out of a PTA audio. yeah. It's not quite as end goal focused as a GWA audio is. So, yeah, thanks for spending your time with me, baby. And I hope to see you next time. Mwah! Bye.